And this is the...
Thoat.
Have you ever heard that called a goozle?
That's right.
Now, would that be mean the same thing?
That's right. Same thing.
Okay. These are...
Shoulders.
Okay. And this?
Banger.
And these are five?
Five fingers.
And this?
One left thumb.
Okay. And this is my?
Left hand.
Okay. And these are both my?
Right and left hand.
Okay. And so together they are two?
Hands.
Okay. And this? This part of the hand?
That's the palm of your hand.
Okay. And this part?
That's your wrist.
Okay. And this?
That's your arm.
And this?
Elbow.
And this?
Chest.
And this?
Stomach.
And this?
Your legs.
Okay. And this?
Your knee.
And this part of the leg up here?
That's your hip.
Okay. Well, now, what about thigh?
Well,
you call that a thigh, too?
Well, that's right. You call them either one you want.
Okay.
Thigh, either your hip.
Okay. And this?
That's your leg.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard that called a calf? The calf of your leg?
That back there.
This part right here?
That's right. Back there. Calf of your leg.
Okay. And this part right here?
That's front.
Oh, what's another?
Call that shinny bone.
Okay.
Down the front of your leg.
Okay. And this right here?
That's your ankle.
Okay. And you put a shoe on your
feet.
Okay. And let's see. If a child is hopping along, he'd be hopping on just one
feet.
Okay. Now, what time does that clock face say? That's the big hand is on the 9 and the
little 25 after 9.
Mm-hmm.
No,
other way.
15 till 9. 5.
Okay, fine. 15 till. All right, now this is something that a carpenter uses when he's sawing a board.
That's a horse.
Okay.
Saw horse.
And what about this thing that you put a piece of firewood in to saw? What do you call that support?
That's a horse with a saw horse.
Okay. And what about this thing that you put a baby in?
That's a cradle, not a carriage.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a carriage, you would?
Push it.
Okay. Now, do you ever use the expression catty-cornered or kitty-cornered or anti-godland? Do you ever use any of those words? Do you ever say something's catty-cornered?
Sure do.
Well, when would you use that? When would you
say that? Let's go off anything not straight. I said catty-cornered.
You mean like a piece of furniture or something?
Well, that's right. I say a piece of furniture if it's not straight. How I say it's sitting catty-cornered.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about if you're talking about two houses? Like if there's a road, if two roads cross here and there's a house here and a house here?
That's right.
Would you say those are catty-cornered across from each other? Or would you ever use it that way?
I would say they're right across from one another.
Okay, fine. Now, let me see there. There's a couple of them I wanted to go back and pick up. Oh, yeah. What do you call a chicken bone children like to have shaped like that?
He can't get it.
I laid by it and said it since she left.
Now, you can't think of it. It's gone again, huh?
Lord,
what does he call it, Zeelan?
Wishbone.
Okay, fine.
I knew.
That
was another.
That's another one too. I'll go back. I'll see if I can find it. I think I put a mark by it. I hope I did. Well, here's one that I just skipped. Let's see. Unpackaged material is material that's bought loose. You know, like if you go to the store and instead of buying sugar in a package, they dip it out of a barrel for you.
Loose.
Okay. Well, now, would you ever say buying it in bulk? Are you familiar with that term?
Well, that's right. I would say I want a bag of sugar.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about that word bulk? When would you use that, or would you ever use it?
Well, book would be maybe more than one.
Oh, I see. So it'd be buying a fairly large quantity of something.
That's right. Book would be more than one. I would say maybe just 5-pound book or 10-pound.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I see. Okay, fine. Well, now, where's that other one? Do you remember what one it was that I skipped?
Didn't I finally answer that?
I guess you must have.
I think I answered that, and I missed that right there. What I just said about that wishbone.
Yeah.
That's the one I didn't get.
Yeah, okay.
I got that other one, then didn't get that wishbone.
Well, now, there was one
You said we'd come back to it.
Yeah.
And he didn't say possum just fired at the healer, and the possum's bad on chicken.
Well,
oh, that's right. Yeah, I was going to ask you what those, some of those animals were that could
that's
be bothered.
Right. Possum, weasels, too.
And what else besides those?
Anything? Foxes. Them about the three baddest things I know on.
Uh-huh.
Well, a hoot owl will catch them, too.
Uh-huh. And now, could you call all those things vomits?
That's right. All of them.
All of them together. Okay,
right.
Fine. Now, let's see. If a car slips on the ice and starts skidding around like this, you might say the car's going...
Slide.
Okay, well now, would you ever use an expression like every which way or ever which way or something like that to mean, oh, this way and that way?
I would say just turn all the way around the road.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well now, what about an explosion? You'd say pieces of metal went...
What, this explode in there?
Well now, would you ever use every which way there, or ever which way, or this way and that way?
I'd say every which way.
Every which way. Okay, fine. Well, I guess that pretty well covers it. I sure do appreciate it, Mr. It's been a... It's been